Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I just love the ridiculous questions sometimes we get on the text line. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be?
You're right. Ooh. That's a very ridiculous question.
Well, if I go back to when I was a kid, I really wanted my name, because one of my friends' name was Tomas Gonzalez, and I wanted to be Tomas as well.
That's a great name, Tomas.
Right? Tomas.
Yep.
I have an Uncle Tomas.
Tomas is a great name.
You have an Uncle Tomas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, yeah. That's a good name.
Not Gonzalez, though. Sorry.
Oh. Sorry. Tomas, I don't know. I like Steve.
It fits you.
Would you just if it was like gun to your head, you have to change it, would you do something like Stefan?
Oh, Stefan.
So you could still be Steve.
No, not feeling that. I think I'll just go Thurman.
Thurman's a good name.
Yeah. Thurman?
Yeah. Since my wife won't let me name our kid, if we ever had a boy, I wanted to name it Thurman, but she was just like, no. For Thurman Munson, the great catcher for the New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Thurman Merman from Bad Santa.
Now I can't do it.
Yeah, he has more in common with Thurman Merman than he does with Thurman Munson.
All right, I'll go with my next best one, which is just John Cena, all one word.
Oh, John Cena.
Just one word?
John Cena Miggs. I'm John Cena Miggs.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. I just can't see you. I can't see you with that name, Steve.
John Cena Miggs. Just one.
I like Jet. I think Jet's a great name.
Everybody was a wrestler. He goes by Jet Knight. His real name's Kevin, but his nickname is Jet. But
he
moves fast, BJ. So it wouldn't. But he also doesn't get named because you're the opposite of that. So
exactly.
It would work for you.
That's right, man.
Like a big guy named
Tiny.
Go
so slow. All right. How about Vicky? You got a name?
I'm picturing all the names I wanted when I was younger, and it's all from those really cringy adult novels. Adult young novels or young whatever, like Luna, or I really like Sky, all those really hippie kind of mythical names I was really into.
Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. Yeah. That's a great Luna right there.
That sounds like an adult film star's name.
Right?
Luna Lovegood.
It really is. You're absolutely right. When you think about it, I hadn't thought about that, Steve. That is a horrible name to give a very, like, she's really quite a sensitive character in the movies, and you're right. She's got the worst name ever.
Luna Lovegood.
Yeah,
that's your worst. It's kind of a cool one, though.
I mean, and she was a great character, too, on Harry Potter. She might be one of my favorite characters out of all the franchise. Luna was so awesome. She was really quirky and out there and weird, but really nice, cool, weird. It was like, yeah, I like that Luna character. But, yeah, the name, Lovegood might be. Maybe give her a different last name.
So for the Rev, I'm guessing your name would be Orgy.
No, we can't have Orgy as the name.
Orgy and Fuego.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
a great name.
Orgy and Fuego.
He literally gave himself a name. I mean, his name is not the Reverend Fuego. He already did that.
Is that not his birth name?
No, it isn't. It's the Reverend.
Just kind of based on the I'd never be able to name my kid this. So I was like, I would change my name to Bishop Archimedes.
Isn't that the high school? That's not really a high school.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
Oh crap!
No, I'm kidding.
I feel like that comes from somewhere. Does it come from somewhere?
My brain.
Okay, well, there you go. That's where it comes from.
Yeah,
well,
Bishop is a person of power. And
a Marvel character.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty cool there, too. And then Archimedes is a famous inventor back in the day. So,
all right, then. Bishop Archimedes it is.
Brains and power.
Now, with Danny, you know what? I think of a comic that went by this name, and I think it should be Danny's name. Emo. You remember, Emo Phillips. Phillips.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want Emo.
Emo was a great comic to some people.
When I started in radio, they were like, you need to have a name. And I wanted to go by Dexter because Dexter Hall and Offspring.
Yeah.
But then there was already another Dex in Albuquerque who did radio. So I couldn't do that. So
that's went with Noodles.
Yeah, I should have gone with Noodles. Yeah. We go. Noodles. Noodles.
That would have been good. Instead, you went with Lame.
I would call you all the time to be like, what's up, Noodles?
And my wife
like, who are you talking to? Noodles.
Whenever you send a picture of yourself, you're just sending noodles.
Yeah,
like that dude that works in Houston with Rula and Ryan, Mumbles. Always, I mean, just having a name like that is just the greatest name ever.
And he truly did.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah, it was like, and when you're doing like radio where you can't see a person and help, like maybe even read their lips, it's like, I don't know how this works on the air, but you know what? You guys have great ratings. Go for it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.